Now we're very, very pleased to welcome Ed Lobb, to be with us this evening. I only met Ed this evening. I have heard about him and his ministry in Burton. And I just thought, just before he comes to speak in a few moments, I would actually interview him. So Ed, if you'd just like to come up here, and just so at least we can see your face and know something about you. There's so many questions reading the blurb about you on here that I wanted to ask. Because when I meet new people, they just fascinate me so much, and I just really enjoy meeting new people. But the first thing I want to know was all this about breeding chickens and exhibiting chickens at shows and so on. When did that start, the interest in chickens and so on?
Well, my father used to say that he thought I was more or less hatched out of an egg. And the reason was that I think his father gave him chickens in the First World War. And so it was a family hobby for all those years. And so when I was a little boy, there were about 300 chickens in the back garden. We've paired things down a bit now, and we only have about 70 or 80 in our back garden. But we have a lot of them, and I do exhibit them and judge them sometimes.
And do you win prizes?
Yes.
And you judge them? You're actually the judge at the show?
Well, so occasionally,
For chickens?
Yeah.
Right. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's a question of getting the right size and shape. You don't want a bird whose tail leans over to port or to starboard.
Right.
You want it to be nice and straight. You want it to have a nice straight breastbone. Imagine carving the chicken and the breastbone's all crooked. So you've got all these points to weigh up.
Right.
I could go on, Tim, but that may be enough about
that's
chickens.
Great. Well, you came to learn something tonight, didn't you? I'm not sure how it helps us in our Christian lives. But the other thing that I noticed on here, you've got four children ranging in age from 6 to 23.
Mm.
Now, I'm having difficulty coping with three ranging in age from 21 to 16. Just tell us a little bit about your kids, Ed.
Well, we have two boys who are 23 and nearly 19 now. And then we had a long gap because my wife is a doctor, a GP, and she had to do all her training and get fully qualified. And those of you who are medically trained, you'll know it's a long business. So we had about 10 years or more, and then she was fully trained finally, and then we were able to have two more children who are both girls. So we've got two big boys and two little girls. I think it's easier, Tim, to have them spread out over about 20 years than to have them in too close a block together.
But what I don't understand is, after you had two boys, didn't you think that was enough? You know, that you'd...
We did for a while, and then the years passed, and then we thought it might be nice to start again, which was lovely.
Okay.
The Lord has blessed us.
Ed, how long have you actually been involved in paid Christian ministry? We're all involved in Christian ministry in some shape or form, but how long have you been involved in paid Christian ministry?
Since 1976.
Right.
So I was fresh out of college, ordained in the Church of England, started off in Manchester.
Right.
So nearly 30 years now.
Right. And at that point, I want to ask you lots of questions about the future of the Church of England, but I guess I can't do that tonight, but maybe we can talk about that later. And you're just about to go to Scotland and start a new work up in Scotland. The Scots need it. Just tell us what you're...
Yes, we're just about to launch off into, not exactly missionary work north of the border, but I've been asked to go to Glasgow to start off a Cornhill training course. Now, some of you may be familiar with the Cornhill training course in London, which has been up and running for about the last 13 or 14 years. And the idea of the Cornhill course is that it takes students just for 1 year, and it gives them a simple year in the Bible, how to read the Bible, how to handle the Bible, and how to begin to preach and teach the message of the Bible.
Right.
So I was asked to go up to Glasgow and set up a similar thing there. I guess it'll be quite a lot smaller because the population of Scotland is tiny compared with that of England.
And will it be uniquely for Scots people then? Or can we export our young people?
We'd happily take imports from across the border. Yes, we certainly would. And that may be something that will happen because the London course is very well subscribed these days with over 100 students a year. So it may be that some folk who couldn't get in London might be prepared to come and spend an academic year in Glasgow with us.
Great.
So we would gladly look at English folk as well as the Scots.
So you'll be director of that and you'll have other staff with you?
Yes. There won't be any other paid staff, but we shall recruit one or two teachers who are perhaps doing other things, ministers and others, who might be able to come and do it half a day a week or a day a week to help us with different aspects of learning the message of the Bible.
Great. And there's lots of other things we could ask you, but just one desire for Derby Bible Week that you've been praying about, thinking about, that you hope these next four nights are going to achieve.
Well, I guess for most folk, the Christian life tends to be not exactly a roller coaster, but something that goes up and down a little bit. And we all know when we need somehow a fresh boost of energy from the Lord so that we can get on with serving him really enthusiastically again. So I think my prayer would be that for all of us, whether we are serving him enthusiastically or whether we're perhaps a bit discouraged in the Christian life, but all of us will go away at the end of the few days geared up to serve him with fresh love, fresh devotion, fresh desire to save and win the lost.
That's great. Really. Let me pray for you and for us. Father, thank you for your servant. We know that the task of speaking these four nights weighs heavily upon him. But we pray that he will be filled with your Holy Spirit. And as he's filled with your Spirit, that he might speak your truth. And that as your truth is spoken, we might hear you speaking to us. And that our lives might be better equipped to serve you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.